It is 9:12 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th. Gosh, it feels like the 15th by now. I'm going on 38 hours without sleep, but honestly, I'm feeling okay. But today has been a roller coaster of emotions. I've got to say, first of all, that my wife is an insanely strong person. She drove the entire time while the kids were a mess. I sat in the backseat of the van working on my computer and on my phone all day. A lot of monsters, a lot of caffeine. So just to recap, we are basically out of Boston. We're losing the Boston market altogether. That's about 40% of our business. We are out of Philadelphia. No business in Philadelphia. No business in Nashville. No business in Syracuse. No business in Michigan, no business at Michigan State. We lost two of the three markets in D.C. It's not looking very good at all. First thing I did this morning, as you know, I secured the cash from, that's basically equity from our self-storage facility. Pulled $1 million in equity from that refinance we did in November, put it in the bank account, and then the first thing I did was send a message to our employees that said, no matter what happens, we are going to make payroll. You're going to get paid for the next year. Keep up the amazing work. And then I started freaking out. And I had, actually, that's after the last update, I started freaking out. I had a little mini panic attack because I thought we were going to get no business. We got awarded the Emory contract right before the last update. Emory sent out a survey to the students, and I think 900 students filled it out, and 300 said they need storage. So we aren't sure how much business we're going to get Emory. We're preparing for a lot more, but 300 customers is not going to cut it. And Princeton finally decided at 9 p.m., 15 minutes ago, to send out an email to the student body with the final decision that Storage Squad is one of two companies that are going to be allowed on campus to offer storage for the students. We shipped boxes to the gymnasium, Dillon Gym at Princeton. The students are going to go there tomorrow morning and pick it up. But right now, right this second, we have over 200 people on our website on the Princeton page right now looking at our pricing and signing up. Our customer service reps just got blown up, and they've had such a long day, such a long week. Already, I feel horrible. I'm probably going to hop on here for a little while after I get off this call. So we don't know how many customers we're going to sign up at Princeton, but we are cobbling together a workforce right now. We have a warehouse that we're about to sign on. We ordered the boxes, obviously, in the tape. My team is kicking butt. And now I'm overwhelmed with a little bit of anxiety that how are we actually going to pull this off if 1,000 Princeton customers sign up to use our service. We don't have enough boxes for that, and how are we going to get into the Princeton dorms to pick all this stuff up in 2 weeks or 3 weeks when half the country's quarantined? Got to Watkins Glen, walked in the in-laws place, unloaded the van at 8 p.m. God bless my in-laws for allowing me to basically crash in their basement right now. That's where we're at. I'm doing everything I can, and the whole team is doing everything we can to save this business. We haven't heard from George Washington yet with the final decision. We haven't heard anything at all from Cornell. We haven't heard anything at all from Penn State, where we're the contracted provider, and hopefully we're going to get first look at that. But I don't know how we're going to also piece that together if we get that deal. We haven't heard anything from Illinois. We haven't heard anything from Iowa, but that could come any day, anytime. We could literally get a call from them at any time saying, we are out of here in 3 days. You're going to solve this problem. And that just makes my chest tighten up and makes me want to have an anxiety attack because I don't know how we would do that. I've had an amazing outreach from you all listening. I think a lot of people have taken interest in what's going on here and tried to help. I spoke to a catering company today down in Tampa who's pretty well connected, and he said, look, the catering industry is getting hammered. I'm pretty well connected in a couple groups. I'm going to put a post, tell me what you need. And I kind of talked about what our needs are at a couple different markets. I gave him a list of cities and he made the post. And I just got off the phone with a catering company. And on the way up here, I was driving and was talking to a catering company in Rochester. And these poor people, they have 6 full-time employees, 6 more part-time employees, 4 vehicles. They have 0 contracts right now. I'm stressed out. I cannot imagine owning a catering company right now and absolutely nothing coming in. That just breaks my heart, and it makes me feel lucky to even have a shot at this, because the catering companies have no shot. I couldn't imagine running a business in New York City about to get quarantined. I could not imagine running a business in Boston. I couldn't imagine running a business in Athens, Georgia. The students just got notified that they're out. This is not going to be good for the economy. I'm here whining and complaining, and I feel horrible for doing that. I'm not meaning to complain. I'm just really kind of meaning to document this journey. And in a selfish way, I'm leaning on you all to connect me. We need help in Princeton, New Jersey. We're forming a staff. We're putting together a staff, but we're going to need a lot of help here in the next few weeks. Also, D.C., I'm worried about George Washington. If they pull the trigger on us, we might need a lot of help there. We're forming a staff there. And we have a full-time HR rep. So kind of the way this is working on the back end is I send out basically a employment sheet where somebody who's interested in working, not committed, fills out a sheet, talks about them, talks about their experience, uploads a resume, tells us whether or not they have a car, what their availability is, and so on. And then it goes right to our HR rep. We have a full-time HR rep right now working overtime, reaching back out to these people by phone call and talking to them and asking them questions, answering their questions. And then if they decide they want to move forward and work with us, they get onboarded. And we like them, obviously. If we like them, they like us. They get onboarded. They get sent a training video on YouTube. Or actually, it's on our own app. And they get sent the app, and they get downloaded, they onboard, and they're ready to work. So that HR rep is getting all these people ready to work right now. I mean, this system that my team has built is unbelievable. I've stepped away from this business now for 2 years to focus on self-storage, and I cannot believe how good this system is. All I'm doing is sending a link for people to sign up, and they're getting fully onboarded and trained, and the next time I see them, they'll know everything about our business and everything that's happening. It's unbelievable. So that's what we're working on right now. This is today has been a roller coaster. I've been in tears today. My mom's really worried about me. I was talking on the phone to her, and I realized that I have a safety net. I'm lucky enough that I have not only this money from the self-storage facility sitting in the bank to pay my employees if we don't make any money. Me and Dan calculated it out, and we need about $500,000 to pay our employees what they made last year and also to feed our families. So we have double that money sitting in the bank to lean on because we have equity in that self-storage facility. That's our life-saving insurance policy. This might just work out really well, though. We might end up breaking even or making money. These schools are going to lean on us hard here. And I feel also horrible for the students. I feel horrible for the students to get kicked out of campus in the middle of senior year. I cannot imagine all the student athletes, their schedules are canceled. These students are not going to get to experience senior week. They're not going to get to experience graduation. They're not going to get to experience time with their friends. I mean, when I look back on this, I met my wife. I met my wife in March of my senior year. And my life was changed forever. I mean, this is life-changing stuff for me, businesses, obviously, but also these students. I feel horrible for them. I feel horrible for the administrators forced to deal with this. And obviously, I feel horrible for everybody who has coronavirus or a loved one has coronavirus. I'm just trying to be strong and take one step at a time, make the best decisions that I can. I found myself many times wanting to make emotional decisions today. I've been emotional all day, and I've just kept telling myself, Nick, calm down, take a deep breath. Don't be emotional. Don't make an emotional decision. Step outside of yourself. Look at yourself. All this advice that I preach on this podcast, I'm just trying to live by right now. This is a really trying time for everybody, and I'm getting an inside look at how hard this is. Maybe if you're listening, you haven't been affected to this magnitude yet. but I'm experiencing the pain that this is going to cost so many people. And I'm just hoping that I can make the best decisions and my team can make the best decisions to relieve stress for these students, relieve stress on the university, and bring in enough money that we can pay our people for a year. We know we're going to lose money this year. But we got to keep chugging. Thank you all so much for following along, and thank you guys for emailing me. If you have any thoughts on DC, Princeton, New Jersey, Atlanta, Ithaca, New York, email me nick@sweatystartup.com. I'm getting a lot of emails, and honestly, you guys are providing a ton of value. A ton of employees are coming from this, a ton of networks. A guy reached out from the podcast today and got me in touch with a realtor in Atlanta so that we can upgrade our warehouse size. This is unbelievable what is all happening. Today feels like I've gotten more done today than I've gotten done in the last month combined. It's amazing what you can do when your back's against the wall, and my team is absolutely killing it. I'm so proud of these people. Our customer service reps are working overtime, but I got to get back to work. I got to help the customer service reps deal with this little Princeton fiasco. I got to update the website right now. I actually have already updated it, but I got to keep an eye on it, look at analytics. Here we go. It's all. I'll see you all in the morning.